Welcome to the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Hagen, a nutrition coach, entrepreneur, food freedom expert, and forever a recovering disordered eater. I am here to help you own your enoughness, find your very own food freedom, and achieve your health and wellness goals in a way that gives more than it takes. Each week, I will provide you with insight and inspiration surrounding no-nonsense nutrition, mindset, motivation, body image, confidence, and other wellness wisdom. Welcome back, squad, to episode number 47 of the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. And if you're listening to this in real time, happy Thanksgiving. I don't know how the heck that happened. I feel like this holiday season like crept up on me like something so sneaky. And I guess that means I'm getting old. I don't know. Or maybe just means I'm doing what I love because time flies, right? Today's podcast episode is a good one. And I say that because in a previous life, I make it sound like I'm 100 years old, I used to subscribe to pretty much just about every holiday food myth out there. I even wrote blog posts about it. I'm sure you could find them if you did enough digging, scaring people about what their Thanksgiving dinner was going to look like and how many thousands of calories it was going to be and how much weight they would gain over the holiday season. I used to, and I'm so sorry if you followed along during that time because I was still learning, and I'm glad that I experienced that because it allows me to be a much better coach today and to have a much better relationship with food today. So today's podcast episode is all about those holiday food myths. Let's just debunk them. Let's demystify what is actually nonsense and what is true nutrition science. So today's episode, it'll probably be a little on the shorter side because I hope that you have family or friends, or even if you just want to hang with yourself, because I'm all about spending time alone. And have a great holiday week. And that doesn't just have to mean stuffing your face with delicious food, although I hope that that's a component of your holiday week, but it also is about joy and camaraderie and laughter and maybe just not going into work for a day or whatever it may be. I hope that you plan to have a slightly more relaxed, more carefree week. And I hope that these holiday food myths help to ease some of that nutrition stress that you might be feeling. So myth number one is that you're going to gain 7 to 10 pounds between Thanksgiving and the new year. Yep, I used to subscribe to this one. I used to believe that it was true, but despite the fact that many media outlets boast this crazy number, 7 to 10 pounds, it simply isn't true. The reality is, research shows that most people only gain about 1 to 2 pounds during this time frame. The kicker is that those pounds generally stick around. So while we only gain 1 to 2 pounds, we don't tend to lose them. And so if you have found yourself on this trajectory where every year you're just gaining a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, this is what the research shows does actually happen. So sure, stay mindful about your choices, but don't let fear mongering destroy your holiday. 1 pound of fat is about 3,500 calories. So even if you stuff yourself to the brim on Thanksgiving and Christmas, but otherwise are eating at a caloric maintenance or a caloric deficit consistently, you're not going to gain any body fat. Now, will you gain water weight? Sure. And if that's something you're curious about, go back and listen to episode number 44, The Scale Went Up, 9 Reasons Why. Because water weight is likely something that you're going to experience if you plan to eat more carbohydrates than usual. So if you're going to hit up those mashed potatoes and the stuffing, yeah, the scale's going to be up tomorrow. If you're going to drink a little bit more booze than usual, yeah, the scale's going to be up tomorrow. If you're going to have something with more salt than you're used to, yes, the scale's going to be up tomorrow. But unless you're eating in a caloric surplus consistently, you are not going to gain fat this holiday season. You would have to eat a 500 calorie surplus every day for a week in order to gain 1 pound of fat, which if you allow those Christmas cookies and the holiday sweets to extend all month long, can certainly happen. But if you're committed to enjoying the day and returning to choices that leave you feeling your best most of the time, you've got nothing to worry about. So don't be scared into thinking that you are going to gain 7 to 10 pounds this holiday season. It's not a thing. We use it to scare people. Yes, you might see a fluctuation on the scale on Friday if you weigh in after Thanksgiving or after you have a holiday party or a get together. That's not fat, right? There's a difference between weight gain and fat gain. So trust that what you're doing most often will be what impacts the outcome, whether that's weight or clothing fit or body fat percentage, however you're tracking your metrics. Holiday food myth number two. I love this one. You have to eat Aunt Millie's famous dish. No, sister, you don't. I don't care how much time she spent making it. I don't care if you've claimed to love it for 10 years in a row. If you don't want it, you don't have to eat it. During this time of year, food pushers tend to pop out of the woodwork. And let's be real, they mean well. Food can often be an expression of love, and sometimes this manifests in comments like, oh, but you have to try it. Come on, it's just one piece. You can get back on your diet on Monday. You look great. And this, I don't stand for, at least not anymore, because your body, your plate, and every morsel of food that you put in your mouth is entirely your business. And if you ate when everybody else wanted you to eat, and if you ate what everybody else wanted you to eat, you would lose all ability to trust and listen to your body, which we know is key for long-term health and sustainable fat loss. Now, if you want to eat it, go ahead and eat it and enjoy it. But none of this, so-and-so would have been so disappointed if I didn't. Nah, you're a grown-ass woman. Start putting your foot down and politely asserting what you are and are not hungry for. Hashtag no more food pushing. Holiday food myth number three. But I couldn't possibly eat just one. Sure you can, but it boils down to this. What will leave you feeling your best? For me, that is likely not 7 to 10 cookies. But it's also likely not none. Maybe it's one or two or three, but that's going to vary based on where I am, what kind of cookie it is, let's be real, they're not all created equal, and whether or not I've had a well-balanced meal recently. But this idea that you can't possibly control yourself around a baked good that's in your vicinity is a bunch of BS that you're feeding yourself. It's a story that you've subscribed to, and it's a story that can be rewritten if you don't feel like it's serving you anymore. I recently had a client do this, and I want to share this example with you because I think you might be able to relate. She expressed to me that every time she had a sweet treat, she felt like she had to have several. And we determined that there was a little bit of, oh, well, I already messed up, I might as well, kind of mindset stuff going on there. But beyond that, she had simply conditioned herself to always have more than one, even if she didn't really want it or need it. So I challenged her to go home and eat one brownie. That's it. After eating that one brownie, she was going to walk away from the brownies because environment is key and do something else for 30 minutes. Now, after those 30 minutes were up, she asked herself, would a second brownie leave me feeling better than I feel right now? And she determined that her answer in that moment was no. But do you see how if she would have just simply scarfed down the second or the third brownie without pausing to ask, she never would have known? Don't forget that so much of our food behavior is habitual. We've learned it and we've practiced it so many times that now it just feels automatic and like we don't have any control over it. But we do. We just need to be willing to pause, notice, and name how we're feeling. So eat the cookie, eat the piece of pie, and if afterwards you feel like a second would leave you feeling better, mentally and physically, go ahead and enjoy it. No guilt, no shame, but you deserve to eat food and enjoy food, not simply to get stuck subscribing to old behavior patterns because you're unwilling to challenge them. So as you're at your holiday functions, your parties, your gatherings, your get-togethers, ask yourself, do I really want this? Or maybe did I just get stuck next to the hors d'oeuvre table and I can't stop stuffing my face with these mini hot dogs? Or do I feel like because I had a brownie, I already messed up, so I might as well eat seven? Friends, you can't mess this up. If you have one and you enjoyed one, will a second leave you feeling better? Or will a second leave you feeling like crap and you would feel better if you just stopped and enjoyed the first? There's no right or wrong answer here. It's just about pausing and choosing mindfully and intentionally. Holiday food myth number 4. Eating turkey will make you sleepy. Nerp. While eating turkey does contain an amino acid called tryptophan, the amount in turkey is not enough to create this effect. Fun fact, lots of other foods contain tryptophan, and they contain more of it than turkey, and they don't cause drowsiness. Think about things like nuts, seeds, tofu, cheese, red meat, chicken, fish, oats, beans, lentils, eggs. All of those things contain this amino acid. So this was just kind of a fun and silly one, but if you feel sleepy after your Thanksgiving dinner, it's more likely because you've eaten such a large quantity of food, predominantly carbs and fats, which of course will send blood rushing to your digestive tract so your body can do its thing and away from your brain where you stay alert. By all means, take a nap after Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow or after Christmas. You go for it, girl. And if you feel like you need a snooze, take one. But it's not the turkey's fault. Food myth number 5. You should skip meals and snacks leading up to a holiday event in order to save calories. I don't know who came up with this one, but it seriously backfires every freaking time. Just please don't. Save yourself the frustration. Because restriction always leads to binging and or overeating. It's a natural response, guys. Starvation. Eating less now means eating more later. So while I think, maybe you think you're doing this great thing by eating less earlier in the day, oh, let's skip breakfast, or I only need like this one tiny bite of something for lunch because I want to save my calories for later, it only serves to increase the hunger and cravings you experience later. When all those delicious high-carb and high-fat sides are sitting on the table right in front of you. And we already talked about environment, right? Even if you don't want it, if it's sitting there staring at you, you're more likely to just take a nibble and take a bite, and before you know it, you feel like shit. If you save calories, you will end up eating more than those of us who eat normally throughout the day and still commit to enjoying our holiday meal or party, feeling nourished and not punished. Restrict, binge, restrict. It's a nasty cycle. So before things kick off this holiday season, commit to keeping consistent, well-balanced meals a priority. You don't deserve to be punished with eating less or with exercising more, but that's a topic for another day, simply because you want to enjoy a few cookies tonight. You don't need to be punished with eating less because you want to have a couple cocktails. Enjoy a second helping of your grandma's really delicious, your favorite food in the entire world, mashed potatoes. You don't need to do that. All foods fit. You can eat your well-balanced meals and snacks and still enjoy your Christmas cookies too. If you're looking to learn more helpful holiday tips about navigating nutrition during what can be a very tricky time of year, you don't want to miss my upcoming How to Navigate Nutrition Around the Holidays webinar happening this Saturday. It's completely free. You can even tune in from the comfort of your own couch in your PJs. I don't care. So be sure to check it out. I'm going to drop the link to register in the show notes below today. Today's episode was light. It was just kind of fun. I wanted to share a few of these myths with you so that you can, with me, graduate from this nonsense nutrition and start subscribing to something that feels so confident and so nourishing and something that you can totally get behind this holiday season so that you enjoy every freaking moment to the fullest. So be sure to check out the link that I'm going to drop below, and I will look forward to seeing you there because the holidays can come with a lot of pressure. The holidays come with a lot of food, and sometimes nutrition just feels a little sticky. So let's talk through it together. I'm going to be giving you so many tools, tips, and tricks on how to navigate nutrition this time of year. You don't want to miss it. And invite your friends too. The more the merrier, as they say. So until next time, friends, know that I am incredibly thankful for you today. Truly. I'm so thankful for the relationships that I have with my one-on-one nutrition coaching clients and the ability to speak into their lives in a sustainable and powerful way. And I am so thankful to have this platform to be able to speak into your life. I can't believe that this podcast is less than a year old. Last January, I was freaking out about starting something like this because who would listen to me and what would I say? And oh my gosh, but here you are. It means so much to me that you guys are tuning in and unsubscribing from deprivation-based diet culture and creating strong, healthy, confident relationships with food. Like, I can think of a few things I'm more thankful for, but honestly, this tops the list. So thank you. And I wish you and yours a very happy holiday season. See you on the webinar. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. If you like what you heard today, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe, and then head on over to nutritioncoachingwithnicole.com where you can sign up for my weekly emails where I send out my favorite tips, tricks, advice, and support every single Monday morning to help you kick your week off right. Thanks for listening. Until next time.